informant in the crowd during the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
How to offer possible new names for military installations named after Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo.
Human trafficking in our region. The number of federal cases. I'm Dick Giuliano.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Lukert.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Lisa Mateo. The NTSB is investigating after an Amtrak train derailed in north central Montana, killing at least three people. Many local residents like Jeremiah Johnson pitched in to help.
A disaster like this, to see everyone come together for complete strangers just to step in and help out, it's comforting to see that people still rally around with others in a time of need.
While debate over booster shots continues, many states are still struggling to get residents to roll up their sleeves for the first jab.
COVID vaccination rates still vary greatly depending on where you live. 18 states have still not vaccinated at least 50% of their residents, according to new CDC data. The highest vaccination rate is in Vermont at 69%. The next highest states are Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
CBS's Wendy Gillette. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were in New York at the Global Citizen Festival. The Duchess of Sussex spoke up about vaccine equity.
Think about the millions of vaccines that have been discarded this year. That's like throwing away life vests when those around you are drowning.
Many Haitian migrants are back home after a Texas camp housing thousands of asylum seekers clears out.
Since Sunday, the U.S. expelled more than 2,300 Haitians to Haiti under Title 42, first enacted during the Trump administration, but that President Biden's administration has kept.
CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez reporting. Democratic Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar visited Afghan evacuees at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin yesterday.
It's quite emotional, but also uplifting. The resilience of the women, the children, and the men here is incredible.
The nationwide attention of the Gabby Petito case has many questioning why stories of missing Indigenous people don't make the headlines. Connie Walker is the host of the podcast Missing and Murdered.
Indigenous people in our stories have been so, well, first of all, grossly underrepresented in media and often misrepresented. I think that, you know, there has been a lot of really problematic coverage of this issue of missing and murdered Indigenous peoples.
At least five Palestinians are dead after a raid by Israeli forces in the West Bank.
Palestinians report that Israeli armed forces stormed villages near the city of Ramallah, with further raids in the northern part of the West Bank. Soldiers shot dead at least four Palestinians during reported armed clashes in what the governor of Jenin called a massive campaign of raids by the occupation forces. Israel's army says it was an operation to detain Hamas members planning a terrorist attack, adding its troops came under fire.
The BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting in Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Worried about getting COVID? Vaccines may not be enough. Detect fever, the leading sign of COVID, with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exogen.com.
9:03, it's Sunday, September 26. We're up to 62 degrees right now under sunny skies, headed to the low 70s. Sunday morning, I'm John Dome, and the top local stories we're following this hour. A new report says the FBI had an informant in the crowd during the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
The informant was texting a real-time account of what was happening to his handler. The New York Times also reports that the informant was a member of the Proud Boys. It appears the FBI handler did not grasp the severity of what he was being told, telling the informant at one point, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The report also suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault at the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is working on finding new names for military bases that honor the Confederacy, and you have the ability to offer some input on that.
10 Army installations and even two naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the naming commission, and this includes four installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals, and Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A Maryland court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of the mistaken identity killing of a teenage lacrosse player. The Baltimore Sun says the Court of Special Appeals ordered a new trial for Sean Little in the 2018 killing after it came to light the judge had undisclosed communication with a juror. Little's been serving a 30-year sentence for the killing of 17-year-old Ray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. After Little's 2019 trial, it came to light that the judge had communicated with one juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Attorneys in the case say they were not aware of that. The Human Trafficking Institute, which is dedicated to analyzing U.S. efforts to prosecute human trafficking, has released its 2020 state reports, providing a look at prosecutions of trafficking in our region.
The Institute reviews federal criminal and civil cases to come up with the number of human trafficking cases, including sex trafficking and forced labor. The researchers have found that there were 16 active sex trafficking cases with 21 defendants and one active forced labor case in Maryland in 2020. In the same period, there were 8 active sex trafficking cases and 25 defendants in Virginia and one forced labor case. And in the district, 2020 saw 7 active sex trafficking cases with 12 defendants. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you might want to stay away from Seneca Creek.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, how police found a murder victim in Laurel last night. It's 9:07.
Cybersecurity threats are happening in every industry. But when it happens to you, it's your mission at stake. As bad actors become more brazen in their attacks and methods evolve, it's time for a new approach to securing critical networks. Leidos is helping government agencies like yours modernize their approach to cybersecurity, staying one step ahead of even the most advanced persistent threats. Visit Leidos.com/secure to learn more. That's Leidos.com/secure.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any pro football team. If any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code WTOP200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's